Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello. How are you?
Morning to you.
Uh-huh.
This one going to Napa?
Do I have to? No, I'm just Yeah, I got you three.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Miles.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Miles. So appreciate
from,
you.
You're from the Chronicle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
San Francisco Chronicle.
I'll try to find the article.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the Amtrak was this one?
Hello, Heather Knight. You just heard a couple of the lovely transit operators from our Total Transit 2022 run, where we tried to ride all 27 public transit agencies in the Bay Area in one day. We spent 15 hours riding 17 different Bay Area transit agencies through 9 counties. We covered 286.4 miles on transit. It felt like 2,000. How are you feeling one day later?
I am very tired, and I cannot believe we're already recording a podcast about this.
Yeah, this will be a mercifully quick recap. I thought we could talk about some highlights, give a report card based on what we found. But first, please tell us, why did we do this?
'Cause we're crazy. No, because it is transit month, and we wanted a transit challenge after our Total Muni 2018 jaunt. Of course, the pandemic halted things for a few years, but now we were ready to try one again. And so we decided to look at the 27 different transit agencies in the Bay Area, how well or not well they're coordinated, and whether it was possible to actually make the connections you need to make when you're trying to get around this region.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I mean, I knew we were going to learn a lot, but I learned even more than I thought we were going to. I also have a new theory coming out of this that every transit announcement made on a bus, train, or ferry in the Bay Area is recorded by the same two women. Let's play a clip.
Stop requested.
Next station, Santa Rosa Downtown. Santa Rosa Downtown is next.
Now approaching Caulfield Lane at Lakeville Highway.
For your safety, please stand behind the red line on the platform. Thank you for choosing SMART.
Now approaching Copeland Transit Mall, transfers to Route 11, Golden Gate Transit, and Sonoma County Transit. Please be considerate of other passengers and use ear or headphones when listening to your favorite music or radio station. Thank you.
Heather, I think that's very solid evidence.
I agree, and if anybody knows who these two women are, they should tell us. This would make an excellent follow-up episode.
Yeah, Heather routinely, out of every project we do, gets 14 columns out of it. And I think she probably only has 9 right now.
I need another one.
Thanks to everyone who followed us yesterday. We were overwhelmed by the people who came out, who met us at the Giants game at the end, or just supported us on social media. Whatever our takeaways about transportation, it was a really good day.
Yeah, whenever we do these, I'm reminded of how fun-loving the Bay Area is. They really get into these challenges and very supportive people who are totally following us and hitting the like button a lot of times. So we really appreciated the support.
Definitely appreciate all the support. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight. Our next challenge is going to involve spa treatments, Total Pedicure 2023, and this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
So, Heather, we had a lot of fun, but I want to start by asking, why is it important to have this discussion about transit? Why do this?
Yeah, unlike Total Muni, which was purely wacky, this had more of a point, and I think we definitely made it yesterday. It really doesn't make sense to have 27 different transit agencies in one small region. It makes it much harder to get between counties, to get to work or your home if you don't work and live in the same place, to visit your relatives, to do all sorts of things. And this is why so many people in the Bay Area are in their cars, which is the last thing we need as the climate continues to warm. It's really important that people can get around the area on transit. And we saw that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Definitely. Let's give a quick recap. We started at my house in Alameda, walked two blocks, took AC Transit to San Francisco Bay Ferry, where we saw some incredible views. I mean, that was kind of like the highlight for me in the first half hour.
Yeah, I think during both Total Transit 2022 and Total Muni 2018, sunrise was really a highlight of our days. Last time we were on a cable car going up Knob Hill with cable car gripman Val Lupiz, now a good friend of ours, as the sun rose behind the Transamerica Pyramid. This time we got to chat with ferry captain Tony Heater, and we got to go up to the top of the boat where he was working, and his view of the skyline as we approached San Francisco and the sun was beginning to come up was just stunning. He was talking about how much he loves his job and how the views are incredible and that he wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great job. I was completely geeking out because that's my commute and I have so many questions about it. And then to go up there and see, you know, just before the sun's coming up, this incredible view of the city, he acknowledges that he's never been sick of it. It was just a special moment. I was really happy that we did it in the first half hour. It got a little tougher later. That's also where I realized that the transit agencies are totally on to us. Tom Hall from SF Bay Ferry showed up with donuts, the first of many transit agency PR and communications people who met us at the buses, ferries, and trains.
Yes, and Tom got us connected with Tony, so thanks to you both. That was a great moment. So then we got off the ferry, and we were greeted by two Davids, historian David Gallagher and city attorney David Chu. David Chu was an assembly person who pushed a bill that would have united these 27 different transit agencies, an idea that's been pushed literally for decades. And as we're so familiar in San Francisco and California, the best ideas often just linger and linger and linger. It's still not reality. But he wanted to join us to make this point. So he was dressed in a full suit and overcoat, and yet he agreed to run to Muni, the Embarcadero station, ride it out one stop to Montgomery, ride it back, and then we had to race back to the ferry building to try to make our next connection. He wanted us to note he did not jaywalk. He's a very law-abiding city attorney.
It was such an interesting moment because we're going across Embarcadero, cutting diagonally. I mean, there are no cars there. It's like, you know, 6:30, 6:45 a.m., but he would not jaywalk. So wanted to get that on the record. He did run really well. He had these like black, shiny, go into court shoes, and he was flying down when we had to get that ferry. Went from there to Golden Gate Ferry, up to the North Bay, the Marin Transit, the Smart Train. Absolutely lovely ride through Marin and Sonoma County. I thought that was, again, you know, we had a lot of nice sights there and very little strife.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy part of the day. Everything worked out really well. Couple of notes on what didn't work out well. It was really hard to tell as we were running back to the ferry building where we were supposed to go to catch the Larkspur Ferry. But luckily, one of our route gurus, Bruce Halperin, was there and spotted us going the exact wrong direction and shouted at us to come to where they all were standing. So we made the ferry just in time. Another issue was that the Larkspur connection, in air quotes, between the ferry and the Smart Train is a half a mile apart, past a bunch of chain stores and movie theaters and huge parking lots. The designers of that don't get an A from the Total SF team.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of signage. There was even a person out there. I wonder if they're there every day or if they knew we were coming. We did take the Marin Transit bus and kind of take a weird route there. But yeah, it's a quarter mile away and it doesn't make sense. They should have connected that all the way to the ferry. The Smart Train and the ferry are not completely connected. There's a gap there. you mentioned Bruce Halperin. I want to say that this route that we took was, we call it the Halperin Miller route after Bruce, who's a 35-year-old software engineer, and Hayden Miller, who is a 17-year-old junior at Lowell High. And when either of them were with us on the route, that's when I was the most calm, because they absolutely know what they're doing, and we knew that we'd be in good hands. And when they were gone, I felt like a little baby. I just didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, City Attorney David Chu on the ferry boat said, it's like we're tourists from Paris. We have no idea where we're going. And that's really how I felt. I'm totally comfortable on BART and Muni because I ride them all the time. But these other agencies, it's just very confusing. They're not well marked. You don't really know what you're doing. You don't know how much it's going to cost. And it was really hard to tell where the various bus stops were. So definitely need to improve those kinds of things.
Yeah, but again, lovely day going through Marin and Sonoma County into Napa. We took the Amtrak bus, which was totally plush, and ended up in Napa, had a glass of wine, a wonderful lunch. I mean, this was a very, very chill morning and early afternoon. We take the bus from Fairfield to El Cerrito del Norte BART, where we meet Pac-Man the Falcon and his trainer, Ricky. I'm going to play a little clip here so we can get the full Pac-Man and Ricky experience.
What are the rules here? Do I look him in the eye? Do I steer clear? Can I come up and say hi to Pac-Man?
He's actually a really well-mannered bird. There's not too much that phases him. Just no touching, and then no getting too close. Not that he will do anything. You know, it's just for everybody, because as you can see, sometimes when he has to go to the bathroom, he doesn't really tell us, so he might just go on someone.
Yeah. Pac-Man defecated. We'll use a scientific term.
Yeah, so he's a wild animal, and you know, he does have to use the restroom every now and then. I carry around paper towels, usually clean it up. And yeah, so when I'm up on the platform, you know, I let him fly around. Down here, I let him fly on the inside. Only if there's pigeons in here, just because he's so used to people, you know, he might just land on someone's shoulder or someone's head. Yeah. Not that he's trying to hurt him, it's just that, hey, that's a perch. Because when I'm out with him, he'll land on my head or my shoulder sometimes, and I'm fine with it, but other people might not be. So,
well, very, very attractive bird, and I'm glad he's here for BART. Can you bring Pac-Man to Oracle Park tonight to drive the seagulls away from us in the bleachers where we hope to be in the sixth inning?
Hey, I'd be happy to take a contract.
We had a nice group, including Hayden Miller, but then we got cocky. Things fell apart in Orinda. I'm not blaming Orinda specifically, but it has a little bit of an Atherton East vibe to it. Our BART ride ended there. We're supposed to get County Connection, ride it one stop and run back, get back on BART, head back so we can get down to the South Bay and the Peninsula. And the County Connection bus is 18 minutes late. It's not going to come. We're not going to be able to make our connection. We have to bail. And that was the beginning of chaos.
Yes, we got lulled into a false sense of security in the morning. Everything was going to plan. But I actually think, in hindsight, it's good things fell apart, because people who ride the transit around the Bay Area know these kinds of things happen all the time. And if everything had gone according to plan, it would have seemed really unrealistic.
I agree 100%, except all those hours passing by, things going well, I thought we're going to hit our 20. And we had known kind of privately that 15 or more was our goal, but we could hit as many as 20. And that's such a nice round number. And then when County Connection wasn't there, then we knew, okay, it's going to be in the teens. For me, mentally, that was a bummer. I took a little bit of time to get over that. And then I felt so bad for the County Connection. I don't know if he was an executive or with communications, but he was on the BART train with us and kind of apologizing, but also wanted to get a picture. And I know it's not his fault. And I know, we're in the East Bay and we're coming into rush hour, so it's a much higher degree of difficulties for some of those later agencies. So I don't blame County Connection, but it was a little bit awkward. I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah. The lesson there is that if you have buses in commute hour traffic on freeways, there's really not a whole lot of point to having the buses. You really need transit-only lanes or some way that buses can get through the traffic, because otherwise, what's the point? And you can't lure more riders onto transit if you're just sitting among all the cars.
Yeah, I mean, reliability, and I would hope that they would bank in the fact that there's going to be traffic when they're making these schedules. So we got back to MacArthur BART and headed south, and then things just started to completely fall apart. I don't know how to describe this. I don't know that this has ever happened to me where we get these kind of conflicting signals. There's a conductor going back and forth, but our train was ready to turn around. I mean, that was my understanding. That's the announcement I heard.
Yeah. So we were on a BART train, our fifth BART train. I love you, BART, but I was getting really sick of you yesterday. Side note, three of our BART trains stopped and we were just stuck, you know, at the station and the doors would not open. One time it was an uncomfortably long time where you were like, are they trying to kidnap us? The doors just would not open. But anyway,
to their credit though, the other train was waiting with its doors open and we're like, is that train going to leave before these doors open? It was really stressful, but then the doors opened and the train did wait.
That's true.
I was stressed by BART too, but BART was kind of necessary. We used BART more than any other agency.
Oh, yeah.
It was sort of our connector for a lot of things. So that's one reason why we were on it so much.
Well, yeah, it's the workhorse of the Bay Area's transit region, but it does have a very old fleet with mechanical problems that crop up. So I guess it was to be expected. But yeah, we were on that train from Union City to San Jose, and all of a sudden we just stopped. And this announcement came on board that we were having mechanical problems and they were going to send the train back to Union City. And we were like, oh, God. And then we just sat there a while and the conductor walked past us back. We figured to get to the other end of the train to take it back to Union City, then walked back past us again. We're like, going to the front?
I actually asked him. I'm like, are things okay? What's going on? Is everything all right?
He did not want to talk
to
me.
And he was like, I think he was having a bad day.
Yeah. But then we did proceed. So who knows what that was about? I have a request for information into BART. So maybe I'll have more information in my upcoming column.
It ended up that, you know, that delay meant that we had to skip the ACE train. We got on VTA. We did a little Dumbarton Express jaunt, and we ended up in the end too. You know, we got on VTA, headed over to Caltrain. We were going to do a little SamTrans run in San Mateo, and we had friends and family waiting for us at the Giants game. It became a situation where it's like, do you want to miss the Giants game or ride SamTrans? And I love SamTrans. I grew up on SamTrans. Caltrain and SamTrans, a special place in my heart. I really wanted a beer at the game. I was so tired.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking through like our food. You have such strong mom energy with all your little snacks. All your cut up vegetables are gone. All I had is a warm little, like, it was like a bottle of celery juice from Trader Joe's. And I drank that and I was so sad and I just wanted to get to the game. Were we wrong? Did we do the wrong thing?
No, I was going back and forth, but you and Jessica definitely wanted to do the Giants, so it was not hard to convince me. SamTrans understood. They tweeted at us that they're always there for us to ride another day, so thank you, SamTrans.
Yeah, and we had a great last run on Caltrain. I enjoyed it. It's an old fleet. They're going to be replacing some of the trains with electric trains. That's very exciting. But I like that I got on actually a car that I could have ridden when I was a teenager. It was a good ride.
We'll be right back after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we get off Caltrain, we're heading over. I'm so excited to get to the Giants, see my friends, see my wife Kelly, who's there waiting. It's the end of the sixth inning. And then I just screwed things up one more time, went to the wrong gate, and you can explain it.
Yeah, we went to the wrong gate. We were told that when you get there that late, you can only go through Willie Mays entrance. So we went back there. The whole day we'd been nervous about the Giants bag policy. I even emailed Larry Bear, who was a partner with us in Totem Uni 2018, asking for any dispensation on the backpack issue, and he just sent back the link to their back policy. There was no getting around that.
You're on your own, Heather. You can't bring in a backpack.
Yeah. It's kind of dumb, but we had to condense everything in our backpack into a variety of tote bags and then like stuff our empty backpacks into a tote bag. So all of us had like 10,000 tote bags filled with really random things that we'd collected along the way.
They were like bag turduckens. There's like a tote bag in a backpack in a tote bag with a bunch of swag that everybody's been sending us.
Yeah.
It's It. People I had an It's It from Bruce. I found out later I had a donut way back from the ferry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were carrying multiple bags. I can't believe they let us in.
Yeah, we had a lot of little items that people had given us along the way when they came out to meet us. The guy who plays the Oracle Siegel on Twitter met us along the way, and he gave us these little stuffed animal seagulls. We had firefighter stickers from a fireman who met us in Petaluma. The Caltrain spokesperson gave us these toy trains. So as the security people at the Giants gate were going through our tote bag upon tote bag upon tote bag, pulling out stuffed seagulls and old donuts and a train, and they were like and we're like,
just go.
Peter was like, we've been on a trip, and they were like, this seems like a really strange trip, but I guess you can go in.
I wanted to explain to them, but I didn't know how to do it, and I wanted to get in the game, but they're like, there's like, well, there's podcasting equipment, a toy train, a melted It's It. But they let us in. Put it in a tote bag. That's a solution. You could put anything in a tote bag and get in a Giants game. So we get in the Giants game, and it was lovely.
Yeah. Then things got really fun. We had a nice crew waiting for us in the bleachers. We got on the Jumbotron. You are quite the dancer, Peter.
Yeah, I had a drink or two at that point. Luckily, I put the beer down, which is probably why I'm still employed today. But yeah, I was whooping it up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, it was a very fun night. And the Giants won. So let it be known that the Giants are 2-0 on days when we do transit challenges.
Yeah, so that's the takeaway. We should just do crazy transit shit all the time. Well, getting halfway serious again, are you happy with the result? Are you happy you did this? Do you feel like you learned anything?
Yes, I did want a higher number, but it wouldn't have been realistic. And as somebody who loves telling good stories and holding government agencies to account, the way it went actually worked out really well. And we're going to challenge other people who want to do this and think they can get a higher number than our 17, we'll be able to try. We have a scoreboard coming soon, so there'll be news about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really important part of this. We want people to do their own total transit. We're going to have a leaderboard on the Chronicle site. And even the transit agencies seem to be into this. There's everything to gain when people can kind of see how the system works for themselves. So the Chronicle will be launching that. Look for our Twitter. I think that's where we're going to really promote it. But I'd love to see like all the transit nerds of the Bay Area beating our score. I know Bruce and Hayden, like anytime they were around, they had a solution. We had problems when they weren't around. So I know they're going to just crush our score. And people will get out there. We'll have rules, and there might even be some prizes, that type of thing. But look for that, and we'll be talking about it on our Twitter. Do you feel more or less optimistic about transit and the future of transit after doing this?
I think it was a mixed bag. Clearly, the infrastructure is really old. This is evidenced by those BART trains with the door problems and the one that was about to go backwards. We really need more state and federal money for public transit. The less reliable these trains and buses are, the fewer people are going to want to ride them. That means less fare. It's kind of a vicious cycle. So if there was more funding to get them back up and running as best as they could, then that would be great. But I did love seeing so many people really dedicated to public transit and talking so much about it. Shout out to the folks at Seamless Bay Area who are spending their whole careers working on this issue of making our regional transit system a more connected thing. So I think the attention was good. We saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, I love this challenge. People have never talked this much about regional transit before. It's not like something that comes up in your everyday conversation about the Petaluma Transit Mall or the Union City Transit bus. So I think it was good we raised the issue and got people talking.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, federal funding needs to be more than a one-time bailout. I also think, and we're seeing signs of this, we have 27 agencies. I think they need to commit to work together more, set egos aside. Maybe there needs to be a nonprofit or someone else who's looking at all these agencies and seeing how they can coordinate better scheduling. I mean, that's the one that really got me. You know, you're just jumping around from one thing to the other. My brain can't handle it. And, you know, maybe I'm in the median, you know, but not everybody's going to be a Bruce Halperin or a Hayden who just has really tech savvy and really a quick thinker who can figure all these things out. So I feel a little more optimistic. I certainly love that there are so many young people and so many people that are passionate about transit that fuels the future. But I think there's a long way to go. So report card time. What's your grade? After taking this challenge, what is your grade for transit in the Bay Area?
Oh, my. That's a big question. I feel really fortunate that I live and work in the same city. So I can get around on Muni and BART almost exclusively. You have the lucky situation of getting back and forth on a ferry. But I think if I lived like in Contra Costa County and worked in San Francisco, it would drive me nuts. So I would probably say B minus.
I'd give it a C plus, but it's like that C plus student who can get an A if they just apply themselves. One thing I've noticed jumping around, I mean, the Petaluma Transit, I forget what it was called, the Petaluma Transit Mall. That's it. It didn't have the Orange Julius. It didn't have the Hot Topic. We were very upset. That was my little Twitter joke. Napa, you go into Napa and they've got Vine there and they've got this great building and this whole mentality on how they can get people on buses to go do the wine tours and get people to work there. There's all these kind of infrastructures and points that makes me think we could get an A. And there's great minds. There's people who are really dedicated to it. Even some of the people who are executives and, you know, communications officers, you hear them talk about it and it's more than like a good paycheck. It's like they're really passionate about it. I think everybody just needs to be rowing in the same direction and using all these resources. And again, we need some help from outside sources too. I mean, I think society needs to commit to transit and the positives.
Definitely. And I'm very surprised. This might be the first time ever that you've been harder on something than I have been.
Yeah, I know. C plus. I'm the bad cop today, Heather Knight. Final thoughts. One of my final thoughts, operators are wonderful. I appreciate the operators more than ever. We met so many really nice ones. And I really had great interactions and I really respect them. Those are a lot of people who worked through the pandemic. You know, they were essential workers to get people to work. And we met so many nice people. We got one bad attitude on an AC transit bus that passed us. And everybody after that, it seemed like it was just, you know, really nice people who do good work.
Yeah. And several people who were just pedestrians could tell we were confused and lost and were like, oh, you need the smart train? Go over there, way past the Bed Bath and Beyond. But we found a lot of nice people. I also was struck by the transit agencies doing a good job of trying to make public transit seem fun. There's like little stickers and toys and Caltrain's little trains that they give out to kids. And I think that's great. Like, we've met so many people who just, including my sons, want to spend the day on public transit, not even going anywhere in particular. But I think just pushing the idea that transit is fun and you can have a good day on it is important.
Yeah, I've noticed BART's leaned into that. I mean, I was very hard on BART when I was a regular BART rider. I probably used the hashtag never BART a few times. And I've really noticed that they're like, okay, we have a lot of challenges, but let's
have concerts. Let's have a railgun store and sell the sweater. Let's bring the video games back and get people engaged so they're a little bit more excited about transit and maybe we can all work together.
Also, you know, we had a few Twitter trolls who were like, oh, when are you going to show the pictures of the poop in the stations or the needles or the people having mental breakdowns? We didn't see any of the stereotypes that you see when you look at Twitter of what public transit is. It was mostly clean and the people were all nice and there was nothing egregious we saw in terms of, you know, something that hadn't been taken care of or a crisis happening except for, you know, trains potentially going backwards. But all in all, like that element was not there, at least that we saw.
We were goofy. I mean, we're walking around with our multiple tote bags and with our matching t-shirts and you know, people were generally nice. Again, the further we got out and the more isolated we got and the more we needed help, the more people helped. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, and I just want to echo your sentiment about how we met a lot of really nice train operators and bus drivers. I think they were really confused when several times we asked them, how quickly can we get off this bus? Where is your very first stop? Or when they'd say, where are you going? We're like, anywhere. They're probably super confused, but they were all really nice and we appreciate that.
One more thing I want to just say, our team at the Chronicle was incredible. I mean, we had this support team back at the Chronicle. Sarah Feldberg, my editor, and your editor, Emily Fancher, were both extremely supportive of this wacky project. Some might say it was a little bit of a scam. We got to spend all day. We drank wine. A lot of the people on the dev team, Harsha was fantastic. Alexandra Irving was with us again. She was with us from Total Muni and, you know, Emily Jan in photo and Hillary Fung on the dev team. A lot of people were helping out and so appreciative. It was a group effort. And Jessica Christian, like, I love being able to go out and spend time with her. And, you know, she's such a great hang, such a great person to have on a project like this and collaborate with. Such a great experience, whether you are a reporter on a transit challenge or, you know, a subject for the Chronicle, having Jessica Christian show up. So good work, Heather. We did this again. I think it was a really good day. I'm glad we did it. I don't want to do it again for a month or two or four or six, but I'm glad we went out and rode 17 transit agencies and 26 different rides together.
Yes, it was a great day. I think we need to think about making this an annual thing every September, which is Transit Month. We don't have to decide now. Just, you know, file it away in the back of your mind.
I will file it away. Right now I'm thinking about every spa in San Francisco. That's our next challenge.
We can do that one soon.
And once again, you can do your own total transit. Go out and document your own attempt to ride as many as you can. We will have a leaderboard. We're encouraging this to get more people in this discussion because we think it's a very important discussion.
Yes, we look forward to seeing who can be the first person to beat us. We have no doubt somebody can. We're looking at you, Hayden Miller. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for following Total Transit 2022.
Thank you for listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Our music today is from the Sunset Shipwrecks, Castro organ player David Hegarty, and cable car bell ringing from 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by investing in a digital Chronicle edition. It's less expensive than you think at sfchronicle.com/pod.
Loved it.
We are now approaching Marietta. This is the last stop in this direction for this train. This train will now turn into a San Francisco Dale City bound train. Now approaching Marietta, please gather all of the items.